الله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. حرمت عليكم الميتة والدم ولحم الخنزير وما أهل لغير الله به إلى آخر الآية. We read in the beginning of the surah that Allah Ta'ala says that He has made certain animals, parts of animals haram, and that will be discussed later. Illa ma yutla alaykum. And now this discussion has started here. And in that discussion of the 11 animals or parts of the animals which have been made halal, which are basically halal, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala first explained, حُرِّمَتْ عَلَيْكُمُ الْمَيْتَةَ, an animal that dies of its own death. And the main purpose, the object why that animal is made haram is because the blood remains within the animal. And that blood is then consumed if a person eats that dead animal, which died its own death. Therefore that has been made haram. The next thing in the list is waddam. And blood has been made haram also for this ummah. That is damam masfuh, flowing blood. It was the habit of the Arabs, the pagan Arabs, that they used to collect this blood, flowing blood, and then they used to fry it in a frying pan and then eat it. And this is very, very harmful for the human body. Blood of any blood. Even if a person gets cut like small children and they lick that blood, that is not permissible also. Any blood, even our own blood or the blood of animals, and that is the main purpose of slaughtering. The slaughtering of animals is so that all the blood flows out, and without stunning the animal, the brain is still alive, and the brain sends messages to all parts of the body that I need blood, and all the parts of the body start working very hard, which we interpret as the pain the body, the animal is suffering. But that animal is not suffering the pain. The pain is only skin deep. As soon as the skin is passed, then there is no pain after that. It is just like when blood is taken from a person, well, injection is given, blood is taken for blood test, you only feel the pain when the needle pierces the skin. After that, the needle remains within the body, blood is being taken out or injection, the medicine is being injected in the body, but you don't feel the pain. You only feel the pain when the skin is, so this animal is not feeling any pain, but it is, all the parts of the body are trying to supply blood to the brain, and all that blood comes out at the throat. And then that animal is the most tastiest also, and the most healthiest also, that hasn't got any blood. However, certain types of blood, which Allah Ta'ala has made an exception, like the liver, the liver and the spleen, that is also made of blood, but that is made permissible. The same way the gurda, also of the animal, that is also permissible to consume. So we should also, as far as blood is concerned, be very careful that in any form we must not eat, consume any blood, especially with the stunned animals and the blood remaining within the body, and then we consume it. This is most unhealthy and very detrimental for the health. And for this ummah, Allah has only made those things haram which are harmful for us, not as a punishment. For the Bani Israel, many things which were halal, but they were made haram because of their wrongdoings and as a punishment. So we should stay away, because all these things are totally detrimental and harmful for us. May Allah protect us, and Allah has even gone to the extent that our health also, Allah Ta'ala has taken it fully in consideration, and for our health sake, Allah has made many things haram, and it is our duty to observe that. May Allah give us tawfiq.